Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the rock and firm strength of my heart and my portion forever. Yes. Let's look at that. Let's look at that again. That's found in Psalms 73 and 26. The book of Psalms 73 and verse 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the rock and firm strength of my heart and my portion forever. So that's forever and ever and ever. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, God. Thanking you for Jesus. Oh, we thank you, God, for your son. Oh, God, we are just grateful today, Lord. Yes, we are grateful. We know there are a lot of things that are going on. We may not understand, God, but we put all our trust in you. And we believe, oh, God, that you are looking out for our good. And we just say thank you right now. Thank you, God. If we don't ever get another chance to say thank you, we want to say it right now. Thank you. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you, God, for allowing us to have our right mind. Oh, God, thank you. We will be careful to give you all praise that you so rightfully deserve. And we continually bless Jesus. And we bless his holy name. Woo! Jesus, he is the Christ. He's the Son of the living God. And we thank you. And everybody just say, amen, amen. Because we thank him. Oh, yes, yes, we thank him. Many blessings that he shower upon us. Blessings that we see, blessings that we don't see. You know, I just told someone the other day, miracles are happening. But a lot of us are just so blinded, we don't even see the miracle when it takes place. Oh, we don't even see. We don't realize that that is the miracle. Miracles do happen. Yes. Yes. Of course a miracle is a blessing. But it's a miracle first. It's a miracle that God has blessed you to have. Glory to God. Yeah. Let us go quickly into what we're going to talk about this evening. But that scripture was found in Psalm 73:26. And we just want to expound a little bit more on the man. And we said that a man once said to me that he was not all of what God wanted him to be. Think about that. Yeah, think about that. You're not asking anyone about your qualifications or how and what you're lacking. You're telling yourself and you're telling others that you're still having some growing up to do. So what we really call that is you're openly confessing. Yes. And people don't do that so much today. Oh, they don't like to openly confess. I remember the times when we used to have testimony periods. When I was little, I used to sit and listen to the testimonies that would go through the church. and how God did all kind of things in the neighborhood. People who didn't have some rice, or if they didn't have beans, they didn't have anything to cook, how somebody came and knocked on their door and blessed them. I sit as a little girl and would hear those type of things, testimonies, confessions. We don't have it. This is a form of encouraging. Yes. I know I was encouraged because I sit there and I said, wow, God, you do all of that? I didn't know. What a mighty God. I didn't know. But anyway, here we are, and it says, it is perfectly okay. It's okay for you to confess. It's perfectly okay. And it's great that you have the ability to open up and share and acknowledge there is something I need to focus on. I need to focus on this. I need to begin to speak it and say that there is a problem. I need to hear it in my ears. I need to hear it in my heart. I have a problem. Yes. Coming to a place, guys, where you can see there is something you need to come to grips with. Mm-hmm. There is something that is going undone. There is something that is in need of great attention. Yes. Just like here in this particular chapter that we're going to talk about, in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Uh-huh. In Isaiah chapter 6. And it says here, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. And the skirts of his train filled the temple. Now, when I used to hear people read that, and I would read it every now and then, but I would hear mostly people in congregations read that scripture. And I sit and I would wonder, wow, what does that mean? How come you had to wait for somebody to die for you to see Jesus? Now, this is me now. This is me. I wanted to know how you had to wait. Well, I had to study so I could be able to answer that question. Mm-hmm. So now the first time I heard it, I was amazed with it because I couldn't understand why you couldn't know Jesus before, or even why this person was alive. Well, here we see that Isaiah, he was the biographer of the great King Uzziah. He would date his visions in the years that King Uzziah died, which was approximately 740 through 739 B.C., He was one that would take down notes and document things, record. That's what I like to do, record, do research, leave notes. Mm-hmm. Uzziah, became king at the age of 16, very young. And Isaiah worked under him. That was his employer. He was the employee. Uh-huh. As we know that today, this is how it went. So think about it. Here you are, you're on your job, you're working, you have an employer, and then you may be the employer and you have an employee working under you. That's possible today. Yes, it is possible. Mm-hmm. So just move quickly with me to 2 Chronicles 26 and 4. And here we see Uzziah did right in the Lord's sight to the extent of all that his father, Ezra, had done. Following your father's footsteps, mm-hmm, while seeking God is very important. It's making sure you learn righteousness, making sure you do the right thing. Now, this was 2 Chronicles 26 and 4. Let's go to 5. Verse 5 says, he set himself to seek God. Mm-hmm. This was Hosea. He set himself to seek God the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the things of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Did you hear what I said? Mm-hmm. Leaders, I'm talking to you tonight. Leaders, those of you who are in leadership positions. Mm-hmm. Employees, those who are followers, follow me as long as I follow Christ. But the day that I stop following Christ, you should stop too, following me. You should stop immediately. Mm-hmm. Surrounding yourself with folks or even people or persons who can give you correction. That's what you want. You need correction. It's so important in this Christian journey. It is important. But King Uzziah, he built houses. Mm-hmm. He had the little wilderness full with lots of livestock. Livestock, cattle, both in the lower and in the table. The table was the grassland, the meadow, the prairies. He was full up with livestock, with cows. Yes. He was very prosperous. King Hosea had a huge army, mm-hmm, of the mighty men with spears, and they had helmets, and they had stones for slings. You know, they didn't have guns in those days. They didn't have a gun, but they sure had a sling. And they used those stones. Yes. So in Jerusalem, he had machines invented by skilled men for war. Yeah. Hosea was really prosperous. He really thought highly of himself. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm talking to you, leaders. He thought highly of himself. And you know how we get when we get the... A lot of, we got something in the bank over here. Mm-hmm. And we riding that nice car. Yeah. We got maybe one or two of them. And we probably have another one that we could give you. But we refuse to do that. And then we have a boat sitting over here that's in a place where we just go pay for it to be rented and secured and stored it somewhere. Think about it. And then we have the ability to go and hire a jet where we can just fly from one place to the other. We don't have to go commercial no more. Hello, am I talking to anyone? Yeah. And what begins to happen here, we see that you begin to get the big head. I said the big head. The big head is when I'm high up. I'm standing high. I'm looking tall. I don't look down because I don't want to see nothing down there. Hello. I don't want to remember where once I came from. I just don't want to look back because now I got the big head. I got the big house. I got the big army. And they're staying at my command. Think about it. Think about it. King Hosea. Yeah. So it says here in 16 that when King Hosea was strong, he became what? He became proud. Ooh, we know how God feels about that look. That look, that big head look. When nobody can touch me. Nobody can tell me anything. Why? Because I know it all. Come on now. Yeah. It's a look of destruction. It's a look of falling. Yes, it's a look that will fail you every time. Yes. So here we see that he trespassed against the Lord. For he went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar. Leaders, I'm talking to you. Leaders, I'm talking to you. Followers. Leaders, you have to learn how to stay in your lane. And I said, when I say stay in your lane, whatever your position is, whatever the details of your position is, that's where you need to stay. You need to acknowledge other folks in their position and not go in their lane to do their job. Allow them to do what God has assigned them to do. Glory to God. Am I talking to anybody? Somehow we get in the wrong lane, and we're going to wind up making the wrong turn, and then before we know it, we're going to crash. We're going to be in the ditch. And sometimes it could be completely devastating. Yes. Now, the first time I heard this, I have to tell you that, nobody never broke it down to me like that. Nobody explained to me why, after this person died, then I was able to see the Lord. Well, why was I able to see the Lord? Well, you see, for one thing, I'm the employee. I'm working under the employer. And so my employer is who's telling me what to do, and I'm doing what he said. Why? Because he's paying me. He's giving me a check. Huh? I think in those days, I don't know if it was rubies or whatever whatever form of silver. But I'm getting paid. Yeah. And most of the time in those days when you had these leaders, whatever they said for you to do, you did that. There was no bad talking, nobody trying to tell the leader what to do. Either you did the job or you moved on. Huh? So here we see the man of God. The man of God is wonderful. It's wonderful to see you for the Lord. It's wonderful when you are standing up for righteousness. It's wonderful when you are standing up for excellence. Yeah, it is wonderful. The Lord is pleased. The Lord is gracious when you can have others under you achieve goals that will glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, yes, yes. But, as we say, you must stay in your lane. You must remember who sent you, that the so-called power is all in Christ Jesus. It's not in you. See, you got to remember, huh? A lot of times we forget, we get the big head, we forget who is in charge here. It may look like we're in charge because we got all these things, but there's somebody that's greater, there's somebody that's bigger, there's someone that sits high. Glory to God. And he looks down low. He's the one that's in charge. I don't care what president you see, I don't care what king you have, I don't care what leader you got. He is in charge. He created the universe. I'm talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He breathed breath into man, and man became a living soul. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. So how do we forget? We forget easily when we become self-centered, when we take on the form of pride. When it's all a me thing, when Satan begins to talk to us, huh? And the sad thing is, we sit and listen. Yes. Now remember, Isaiah is still working. He's working under the King Uzziah. Yeah, he's working. There may be times when you're on a job and your boss was the best guy you ever knew. But something happened. A change came upon him. He was no longer caring and sharing and concerned. He wasn't that boss no longer. Why? Because God began to bless him. Huh? Am I talking to anyone? The blessing. You know, a lot of times we can't handle a blessing. But we always asking God to bless me. But God knows what you can handle. You may not be able to handle the blessings that God has in store, that he really wants to give you. Oh, yeah. Look at this. Look at this. Mm-hmm. We get into the danger zone. Yes. So here we see in verse 16, King Uzziah wanted to go. And he wanted to go into the temple, and he wanted to go and light the candle. That wasn't his place. No, it wasn't his place. Not needing a priest. He didn't feel like he needed a priest to do that. He felt that he had the ability that, you know, I can do that myself. I don't need y'all, okay? I can go and do this. But had God appointed him to do it? No, he hadn't. Look at this. We begin to step into danger zone when we allow the self-centeredness, the proud. We get the big head, and we forget. So once your coat is pulled, you know, you've heard people say, pull their coat. Well, here, this is what's getting ready to happen. So once your coat is pulled, you're told you can't do that. And this is what the priest came out and told the king Uzziah. Huh? Yeah. Not just one, but 80 priests came out to him and told him that he was not to be in this area, that he was not in charge of this area. Did you hear what I said? Uzziah became in a rage. Think about that. Getting in a rage, being angry, when you're out of order, you're the one that's not doing what you are supposed to do, but you're in demand for others to be out of the order with you. Look at that. Uzziah was enraged. He was enraged with Aaron's sons, who God had appointed as incense burners. They were the ones who were to burn the incense in the temple. They were the ones who were anointed for this task. Think about this. Think about it. We have seen many leaders fall, and we wonder what happened. Most of the time it was done in behind a closed door. You didn't know what happened. All of a sudden you just didn't see the boat. Sometimes it was publicized. It was all over the paper, all over every newspaper, every TV, every radio. You heard constantly. But then other times it was done quiet. Well, while Uzziah was in this moment, think about this, in this moment of rage, in this moment of really, he felt like he could attack all of them. Because remember, King Uzziah was the one that had the huge army. He had army at his disposal. All he had to do was call them up, and they would move the way he wanted them to move. Think about that. But the priest, the anointed priest, the priest who God had set in place, the priests who were over the temple, stood up. Did you hear what I said? Stood up to King Uzziah. Yeah. And while he was in this rage and probably using profanity and saying things that will never be published in the Word of God, we see that he turned white. And what do you mean he turned? He turned leopard. In the rage, in the anger, in the strife, while all of this was going on, he was so angry with them. And God, what? He was punished. Quick and simple. Quick. And this was to remember This was so you will remember. Yeah, look at this. Imagine being mad, being angry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Over something so, it makes no sense to me. Because God is a God of order. Now, we know that he's a God of order. And he will tell you, brother, this is your position. Sister, this is what you're supposed to do. But we see over in the churches many times people are overlapping. You are no longer, you're the superintendent, you're the, over the Sunday school, church school, but somebody else is trying to take your place. And you just sit back and watch them do it. But that is not what God wants. God is a God of order. Some of us want to tell the leader what to say to the congregation. Hello. Huh? Some of us want to tell the leader that if you don't like that, what he said, you tell him don't say that no more. Are you going to take your money somewhere else? Hello. God is a God of order. He turned into leopard. He was white. White. Leopard broke out. Yeah. Sound like the COVID? Huh? Sound like the COVID? Proverbs 11 and 12 says, pride leads to disgrace. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with the humble, when you humble yourself, there is wisdom. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Isaiah in 6 and 1, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Why? I saw the Lord. Why did Isaiah see the Lord then? Because all along he was working under King Uzziah, God was not present. King Uzziah began to get the big head. As God began to bless him, his head was getting bigger. He probably wasn't spending any more time with God. Am I talking to anybody? It was all about me. It was all about what I had. It was all about my army, my cattle, my. And it all belongs to him. He is the creator of heaven and earth. This is something we should never forget, that God created it all. We weren't there. We had no hand in creation. Yes. Follow me as I follow Christ. The minute, the moment, the second that I'm not following him, you shouldn't follow me. You should go in another direction. Mm-hmm. So why did he see the Lord after King Uzziah died? Because he couldn't see God in the administration. He couldn't see him. He was no longer in that administration. They probably didn't have prayer before they started work. They probably didn't have a time where they was having kind words one to another. Huh? Now, even if God wasn't in the government, you should take and keep him. You keep him in your heart. And you know, many times you have jobs where God is not present. He's not there. But he's supposed to be in your heart. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, God, for the listeners, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you continue to bless us, God. To be leaders who are accountable, God. Leaders that you will be pleased with. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We will give you all praise, all honor in Jesus' name. We look forward to having you with us tomorrow morning for prayer. Don't forget prayer tomorrow morning with God David Ministry. And, of course, back here with us on next Friday and with Sister Sadie on Saturday evenings. Yes. We serve an awesome God. Mm-hmm. And he's ever present with us. Ever present. All we have to do is keep him in our hearts. Keep him in our minds. Keep him in our souls. Amen.